Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Baby ran, she ran away.
To open up today's show, a little Canadiana for you. This is Oilers Now. It is a game night, and it is brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tough design with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax. World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Thomas and his staff at World of Spas, they'll take care of you. This is Oilers Now. We got the Arizona Coyotes in town. Lots to get to. Opening half hour, we will hear from Edmonton Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft, along with Connor McDavid and Evan Bouchard. We'll have a full preview of tonight's game. 12:35, one of our favorites, Frank Saravalli for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Find event schedules at thehorses.com. We'll see you at the races. At 1:05, a guy that's got his pulse on the Arizona Coyotes, Craig Morgan from Phoenix Sports, will join us. 1:20, the newest member of the Oilers organization, signed out of UMass Lowell, Carl Berglund. And at 1:35 for Legacy Heating and Cooling, NHL insider John Shannon. Special shout out to all the folks last night who made it as part of our New West Travel launch crew for the upcoming trip to California. It's great spending time with people, and we had a lot of real knowledgeable fans out there. This is Oilers Now. You can reach me on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Tell you that George Thurgood and the Destroyers take the stage. River Cree, May 4th. Info and tickets at therivercreeresort.com. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. And yes, we talked about Canadiana for you. At least once a week, we try to open the show with a little bit of Canadian music. And 5440, certainly, Blue Rodeo, 5440, Spirit of the West, takes me back to kind of the late 80s, early 90s, awesome time in Canadian music. Game night tonight, the Oilers have won four consecutive games in a row. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a Legacy. Edmonton to take on Arizona tonight. Coyotes have struggled, to say the least, on the road this year. They are 7-22-8. I don't know if Bill Armstrong's master plan has gone quite the way he thought, because the goaltending's been really good. The Coyotes are 12th in the NHL in save percentage at .904. Connor Ingram is the expected starter tonight. Stuart Skinner first off the ice in between the pipes for the Edmonton Oilers, who come in with a record of 40-23-8. Arizona's got a minus 46 goal differential. They're currently 27th in the National Hockey League. The Oilers are at plus 40. We'll have a full game day lineup report for you momentarily. Brendan Escott is back at the 630 Chad Studios. Brendan, it's a late one tonight. I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse. 8:52 puck drop at Rogers Place. It's a nationally televised game as part two of a TNT doubleheader. There's only two games on the NHL. First one's a beauty as Pittsburgh injury riddle take on the Colorado Avalanche, and then the Arizona Coyotes here in Edmonton. So you ready to work a little bit extra tonight, a little bit later than normal?
You know what? I'm an avid coffee drinker anyway, so I'm okay with a little bit of a later one. This is pretty ridiculous, though, and I've got to say, the other game starts at 6. The puck drops in Colorado, and there's only two of them. Could they not have scheduled this a little bit better?
Yeah, it's interesting. you said you're an avid coffee drinker. I am an avid Bailey's and coffee drinker, so we share that in common. I got to have it spiked with something, and the Safeway in Riverbend knows my order, because I go in and ask for 2/3 coffee on Saturday and Sunday mornings. On non-game days, of course. Anyhow, we got Edmonton, we got Arizona. How about this for a stat tonight, Brendan? The Arizona Coyotes have a $66 million cap, team cap. They have $27 million on LTIR, which means they're really playing with about a $40 million team. The Coyotes will have 22 picks in the first three rounds of the next 3 years. They have two number ones this year, a number two, and four number threes. Next year, they got their number one, four second-rounders, and three third-rounders. The year after, they got their number one, four second-rounders, and two third-rounders. 22 picks in the first three rounds for Bill Armstrong. They do have some good young players coming. One of them is Dylan Gunther, who scored a couple goals last night for the Seattle Thunderbirds. He's playing on just a wicked Western League team. Clayton Keller's at better than a point per game this year. Barrett Hayton has flipped the switch. He had 3 assists in his first 27 games. That's it. 3 points. 3 assists, first 27 games. He's got 15 goals and 35 points in his last 44 hockey games. So he's going pretty good. But conversely, you look at the Edmonton Oilers and talk about going good. All you need to do is look at one stat. Leon Draisaitl leads the National Hockey League with 27 power play goals. The lineup that Arizona's dressing tonight, they have 24 power play goals this year. So Drysdale's got more. Of course, the Oilers have the 3 highest point scorers on the power play in the league, McDavid, Drysdale, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And oh, by the way, the D that we're going to see tonight from Arizona, the 6 defensemen dressed have combined to score 9 goals this season. All right, those are some of the numbers. We'll share some more a little bit later on. Let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for our friends at Direct Workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. We talked about the fact that we got an 8:52 puck drop, and Jay Woodcroft was asked, does a late start change game day prep?
Yeah, you want to make sure for us that we skated today. Otherwise, it's a really long day. You mentioned last year in the playoffs, but we've actually had 2 games this year, one in Dallas and one in Chicago. We actually had one where it was an 8:50 start, and we had a back-to-back in Minnesota the next night. Those are all things well beyond the control of the coach or well beyond the control of the players. Our job is to be ready, whether it's at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 8:52.
You know, it's crazy. The Edmonton Oilers are 8-2 in their last 10 games, but they haven't been able to gain any ground in the Pacific Division. Here's Jay Woodcroft.
Well, I would say that we don't do a whole lot of scoreboard watching in the sense that we're not concerned about what other teams are doing. That doesn't mean we're not aware of what's going on around the league or the Pacific Division. I mentioned yesterday how 2 out of the top 3 teams in the Pacific Division are 8-2 in their last 10. One of them's 8-0-2. So we're aware of that. Like we understand that, but we put our focus and our concentration on our game, making sure that our game is going to be ready when it counts. And in our last 10 games, we haven't been perfect, but we are 8-2. We have beaten teams like Toronto, Boston, Dallas, Winnipeg, Seattle, all playoff position teams. So there's lots of good, but there's lots of areas of improvement as well.
This is a season in which the Eastern Conference teams have dominated the NHL standings, but just if you look at the Ides of March, you look at the month of March, you're going to find something pretty interesting. Vegas has gone 9-2 in March. The Oilers have gone 8-2 in March. The LA Kings have gone 7-0-2 in March. Minnesota has gone 7-1-2. Colorado 7-3-1, and Dallas is 7-3-1. Those are the 6 best records in the National Hockey League in the month of March, all from the West. Now, you know, maybe a lot of it has to do with West-on-West games, but the reality is Columbus, Montreal, and Buffalo all only have 2 wins in the month of March, and Philadelphia and Detroit only have 3. And I say that knowing fully well that the Edmonton Oilers in February lost games in Philadelphia and in Columbus and in Montreal. So it is what it is. But it is interesting that for much of the season, the best overall records in the National Hockey League, like if that's for the month of March. If I go back all the way to the start of the year, to October the 1st, and take a look at the best overall records in the National Hockey League, Boston, Carolina, and New Jersey have the top 3 records in the league. Vegas is now closed and is ahead of Toronto. Actually, the LA Kings are 6 right now. The Oilers are 12th if you look at points. Not point percentage, but points. The Oilers are 12th, and they've been pretty much 11th or 12th every year. But it is an interesting thing nonetheless that the Oilers have picked it up, but so too have Vegas and Los Angeles. Evan Bouchard has taken a big step forward here in the pairing with, and I liked how one of the texters said yesterday in the Ashley Fine Flores text line, said, look, you know, you could make an argument, do the Oilers have a number one pairing? Well, they've got 2 number two pairings for sure with Nurse and CeCe and Ekholm and Bouchard. I'd say, well, take a look at the minutes over the last few games. Ekholm and Bouchard might be your first pairing. And speaking of Evan Bouchard, here's Jay Woodcroft talking about Bouchard managing more ice time.
I think he's had some good moments for sure. I think Ekholm's effect on Bouchard, can't be lost on anybody as well. I think that pairing's been very good. They've been moving pucks. We haven't been perfect in the last 10 games since Ek has been here, like I said. I think in the last 10 games, our power play hasn't been clicking at the average it had been prior. But what I like about it is, with our power play not clicking at its usual rate, we still found a way to find ourselves 8-2. So that's a good thing. I think anytime we can get contributions from multiple players up and down our lineup, whether that's the goaltending position, defense position, or forward position, it makes us for a deeper team.
Meanwhile, Evan Bouchard, who's now plus one in the season, at one point he was double digits in the minuses. Evan Bouchard said had these comments on how he's handling more ice time.
I think it's been pretty well. I think the more you play, the more confident you are, the more confident you feel. And to have a partner like Ek there supporting me, really makes me feel more confident in my how I want to play, my abilities. And I think he's helped me out a lot.
And Evan Bouchard added some additional perspective on Matthias Ekholm, his partner.
Great teammate. He's a presence out there. You kind of know when he's on the ice, physical play, steadiness, and even the offensive contributions. I mean, last game he was massive offensively and defensively, and I think it's really paying off here with the team.
All right. And speaking of Matthias Ekholm, Jay Woodcroft, the Oilers head coach, was asked, it was an interesting question from Tony Brar, and what he's learned about Matthias Ekholm since Ekholm's become an Oiler.
I'd been in the league long enough since he was a rookie. So I had a good understanding of who he was and what he brought to the table. And when asked questions around that time, I was comfortable sharing my opinion of what I thought of the player. Seeing him up close and personal, I think what you do get an appreciation for is Matthias's everyday process. And, I think... we're excited that he scored two goals last game and, in kind of dramatic fashion and how he did it. But I don't see that as Matthias Ekholm's calling card or what he's bringing to the Edmonton Oilers. I see calm, steady, plug him in at 8:52 tonight, turn him off at 11:15. We know what we're getting every day from Matthias Ekholm. I think as a coach, there's comfort in understanding someone's level of consistency like that. And he's been, he's come as advertised and as expected.
Oilers take on Arizona tonight. Connor McDavid, all world season, the world's best player, had a quick comment on facing Arizona.
Yeah, they're dangerous. They got some really good players over there, and you're seeing what they're doing. They've been really good lately, and we got to be ready.
And this is a good pickup by you, Brendan. Last night we had a what was the pitcher hitting matchup in the World Baseball? What do they call that thing? WBC? What's it called?
Yeah, the World Baseball Classic. So basically, the best on best tournament once every 4 years, and you got Anaheim Angels, Los Angeles Angels teammates Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, who may well be the two best individual players in baseball right now. And Ohtani representing Japan, Trout representing USA. They were captains. It was the top of the ninth inning with the World Baseball Classic on the line. It was quite the scene last night.
It was. And here's Connor McDavid's thoughts on the best on best baseball last night.
I thought it was really cool. It's what we've been asking for in hockey for a long time, right? It was best on best. And, look, everyone's talking about baseball. And, did you see, Ohtani versus Trout? And, that's what hockey's been missing for, almost a decade now. So, that's what we've been asking for.
And we got to get it. And we're going to get it. It's going to happen, right? It has to happen. All right. It is currently 12:21 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. And when we come back, we will get to our game day lineup report. I've already provided you some of the nuggets so far for our friends at McGuire Financial and NHL Today for elite promotional marketing. Bob Stauffer at Rogers Place, Brendan Escott at the 630 Ched Studios. You're listening to Oilers Now. Let's get to the game day lineup report brought to you by McGuire Financial. Keep that bet up. Brendan, I love this song. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca. Interesting today, Devin Shore did not skate the Oilers' world last game with McDavid centering Kane and Hyman. Connor McDavid, 16 goals, 33 points, 22 games against Arizona. Leon Draisaitl, 31 points, 31 games, plus 13 against Arizona, was with R&H and Yamamoto. Bukestad, who played for Arizona, has 16 goals this season, along with Janmark and Fogel. And Devin Shore, again, did not skate today with Costin and Ryan. Vincent Desharnais appears to be back in the lineup. Ekholm and Bouchard, Nurse and CC, Kulak and Desharnais. Broberg was off relatively early. Maybe the Oilers go 11-7 if Shore can't go. McLeod was not on the ice for today's skate. Stuart Skinner was the first goaltender off the ice. He's 22-14-4, a 2.9 goals against average and a .911 save percentage. The Oilers are 19-12-5 at home. 10-1-4 in their last 15 home games. They got the number one ranked offense in the league at 3.93 goals per game and are at 31.2% on the power play. That's 5.5% higher than any other team. Arizona Coyotes, they're good at Mullet Arena. I have a theory. We'll discuss it on Monday's show. They're 20-11-3 at home, but just 7-22-8 in a row. Their top line, Barrett Hayton with Nick Schmaltz and Clayton Keller. Keller's got 76 points in 71 games this season. Jack McBean at a Boston College with Michelli and Krause. Lawson Krause now a two-time 20-goal scorer. They've got Boyd with Brett Ritchie and Christian Fischer, and then Laurent Dufan, who spent 9 seasons in the A with Liam O'Brien and Zach Cassian. Cassian did not play last night. Valimaki just signed a 1-year extension with former Oilers prospect Michael Kesselring. He's averaging 18-24 in 5 games this season. Patrick Nemeth with J.J. Moser. Connor McKay, like Valimaki, coming from the Flames organization with Victor Soderstrom, who used to play ahead of Philip Broberg in the power play at their various developmental levels. We expect Connor Ingram to start. Was with the Kamloops Blazers when they had Ingram and Dylan Ferguson. Ingram this season, 6-13-6, 3.37 goals against average, 909 save percentage. The Oilers got him for 7 goals earlier this season in a 7-2 victory. The numbers are not pretty for Arizona. 24th in the power play, 20th in PK, 32nd, dead last. They got the fewest shots for per game, 31st in shots against. They have the worst shot differential in the NHL, but they're getting stops. 12th in the league in save percentage at .904. That's the game day lineup report for McGuire Financial. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.